from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, it's time for that time of the day here on the Midday Show. A little stock up, stock down, stock watch for Eagles camp. But Hugh, yesterday was just a walkthrough. We didn't get much from Eagles
camp
yesterday.
No action.
So how about we do a who has the most to gain on our stock watch tonight? We got a preseason game, whether or not they play the starters. Here's what we know. If they do play the offensive guys, it'll be very little, right? Most of the game will be the non-offensive starters out there. So, and this works on both ways, offense and defense. Hugh, when you think about tonight, as we get set to watch an Eagles preseason game tonight, who do you think has the most to gain out there tonight?
I think when I think about it right off the top, the name that's coming to mind is Jeremiah Charter Jr. I think that's the obvious one. He's going to be here. No question about that. I don't think that there was ever a thought of cutting him. But when you hear about the linebacker play and some of the plays that he's making and the instincts that he showed last week, I think that there's a chance that young Trotter might have a chance to be out there on the field. Now, how much? I don't know. I know he's probably going to end up playing special teams, but there might be some opportunity there for him to play in some of these games.
So it's interesting, Hugh, when you talk about the linebackers. I think the assumption is Devin White and Zach Bond are going to start, right? And then behind them, we have N'Kobe Dean and Jeremiah Trotter. But when we talk about the corners, what do we keep saying? The corners are going to take the job of the older guy sooner than later. We haven't said that about the linebackers. The same thing could apply, right? Like at some point this season, they didn't give Devin White a 3-year deal. They didn't give Zach Bond a 3-year deal. These are 1-year deals. So if the young guys are just as good at some point or are better, they're going to take their job. Interesting hearing BG the other day talking about Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Here's what BG said and what he's seeing from Trot Jr.
What have you made of Trotter so far? He
going to work hard. I mean, one thing I will say, you know, that hammer is real, for real. That celebration, I see him every day, this boy come to work. You can already tell that just from what he do during the offseason with his dad, but I just know that for him, I was happy to see him get an interception, happy to see everything starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, you got to. It's an axe.
Axe, not the hammer.
Not the hammer.
What do you mean? The phrase, yeah, man, that hammer is real.
Yeah, that hammer.
I mean,
how about that D, baby?
I feel like DeCameron, the morning show, should steal that. Beat the hammer? Man, that hammer is real. Like that
beat the axe?
Yeah, beat the axe. So that's a good one tonight, Hugh. Watching Jeremiah Trotter has a lot to gain. He played well last week against the Ravens. You know who I'll go with? I'll go with the young receivers here. The Britton Coveys, the Johnny Wilsons.
Yeah, Johnny Wishbone.
Someone has to step up and take the job.
Yes.
And I still think Howie could improve that spot before we get to week one, make
it's a
trade, a cut. But if they play well, maybe he's less likely to do that. Like, one of these guys could almost secure a spot in this rotation and make sure they're part of this thing. So I think they have a lot to gain. And then I know Will Shipley is the official running back of the Midday Show.
Yeah.
If Will Shipley runs well again, I know right now he's probably the third back on the depth chart behind Gainwell and obviously Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the year, is Will Shipley going to be the third back or is he going to be the second back? I think he might be the second
back. There's a chance there. You know, running backs get an opportunity. It seems like their opportunities are, they're more prevalent.
Just throw them in,
just let them play. Yeah, if they pick up the offense there, let them play.
Well, and the other thing is, and we all want Saquon to stay super healthy and have a great year, and he very well could.
Yeah, but you want him to spell him a little bit. You want to rest him.
Yes.
You want to beat him up.
And the reality is Saquon's had a lot of injuries in his career.
Yeah.
He doesn't play. I mean, do you guys think Saquon's going to play 17 games? I don't. I mean, if he plays,
I hope so. I hope he's available for 17.
Well, me too. But if he plays 15, I think that's a win for the Eagles. If he's out there for 15 games. Well, that means two games. They got to get 20 carries out of somebody or touches. I think Will Shipley has a lot he could earn tonight if he continues to play well. So we'll be watching those guys. Kyle, who you got tonight? Stock up. Who's going to have the most to earn tonight?
Big Dom, obviously. I mean, I need to see that he has these guys actually on the same page, firing on all cylinders. But in all seriousness, I'll go with one of the young corners. I want to see somebody actually step up.
Take a job.
And take a job, man. Come on. Got 11 guys that could all double his corners and safeties. I want to see somebody that I'm like, yes, that's my guy this year.
Let me give you something to watch for tonight. So you know how Cooper DeJean came back the other day and he's practicing again and he's off the injury list? So if I were to say to you a month ago or 2 months ago, Hugh, who do you think is going to be the slot corner to open the season? I think the guess would have been Cooper DeJean, right?
Yeah, that would have been probably a guess.
He got hurt. So Quinyon Mitchell has become probably the slot to start the season. You know what I'm looking for tonight? Do they play Quinyon outside tonight? Does Cooper DeJean have enough time to work his way back into the slot mix and maybe Quinyon battles more against Ringo and Rodgers on the outside? Because we haven't seen much outside for Quinyon. He's been more inside. Do we see more outside tonight is getting close?
That's an interesting question. I would say because he looked so comfortable at the in the slot position last week. Yeah, just throw him out there to see what he looked like. That's a tough one, though, Joe. But I would say yes, because I'm thinking about when Coach Fangio said he didn't want to overload him too much. He didn't want to give him too much because they're two totally different positions. But he looked great in the slot position in the short sample size.
What I saw last week.
Yeah, so why not put him out there and just see how he feels? I would say probably yes. Yes.
I want to see it tonight, and I think it could lead to maybe Cooper can make his way back into the mix quickly at the slot position. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to react to with the Phillies win last night. The Kyle Schwarber home run, did it save the season? How much credit Hugh deserves, obviously, for all this? Is Hugh winning our poll? I think Hugh was winning the poll last time.
I thought it was Schwarber
over Hugh.
Yeah,
you sound so
Schwarber.
The fact that you sound so surprised.
Schwarber's
about that
dominating. He's got 82%.
What did he do? Hit a home run?
Yeah, just a measly grand slam.
He does that all the time. This is the first time he was guaranteed a Phillies win.
That's right. So Schwarber's got 82%. He was crushing Topper, though. I mean, Hugh's got 14%, and Topper 4%, who's the one that made the lineup changes, all that. Yeah. So
yeah, who leaves Schwarber in the leadoff spot when everyone wants him to change things?
That says more about the temperature on Topper right now than it does anything else.
I agree. Yeah, people are down on Topper. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Rob is in Delco. Hey, Rob.
Joseph here. What's up, boys?
What's going
on?
Hey,
Rob.
Listen, I before I take my shot at Kyle, I got to take another shot at Kyle. These people trying to call up, you won't believe where I'm from, Joe. I'm from Glen Olden. These people are trying to all say they're from Glen Olden. And Delco in their names. I'm the Rob from Delco, Joe. So all these wannabes calling, come on now. What are they trying to do? I'm the epitome of Delco, Joe.
Well, I mean, you are Rob from Delco. I mean, certain people will brand themselves, when they call in as their
Damn
town.
Right,
you're the whole region. You're Delco.
That's right. And listen, I live right down there. I am in Glen Olden. I'm right down the street from where Kyle grew up. I know he said he's in a different spot now. But, Hugh, shout out to you. I texted him last night. Kyle, after the Eagles, the Phillies went down early, and he's like, don't worry, Hugh, guaranteed a win. And listen, Hugh, you came through.
Is that what it was? Because I tell you, when they went down early, I wasn't comfortable.
Now, were you thinking about your guarantee?
No, I was thinking like, I was like, damn, dude, I got the right game? I thought this was a rerun.
What day is it?
Yeah, I thought I was in Groundhog Day or something.
Yeah, so you gave me your guarantee. And listen, it worked out, but before I kind of ripped the fills a little bit, is Big Dom married? Because I want to invite him out and you maybe get his sloppy seconds if we go out. You know what I mean? Because he probably has the women all over him as popular as Dom is. You
good
know
God.
What I mean?
Yeah,
that, dude, I can get Big Dom's lobby back.
Didn't know we was going to go down that slippery slope.
Yeah, you got to stop using that phrase, Rob.
I don't know if Big Dom is married, but we'll look into that for you, Rob. All right, what are you thinking about the Phils?
Listen. Do you realize what is the four? They got to win 8 out of 10. They got to beat Washington 4 straight. They got to win 8 out of 10, go on 9 out of 11 run for me, guys, in all seriousness. Do you know what the Marlins' payroll is? Like, do you know what their payroll is?
I think it is $13 million.
Yo, it's $13 million. And we're excited that we battled back to be the $13 million. And I understand we've got to start somewhere. There's got to be a kickoff point. You know what I mean? I understand. He's like, yeah. I'm not. Listen, and Kyle's boy, I'm arguing with that lower-weight right fielder who's now batting in the 2-hole. Let me tell you what he's done the last month, okay?
Constellino's.
Yeah, that's stiff. Okay, they would give him away if they could. 293, good for the last month. He's got 7 runs scored. Guess how many home runs, Joe, in the last 2 weeks? 0. Guess how many home runs in the last month? 2. And this is the guy that we're excited about.
Well, let me just say, though, part of that is he's hitting 293, but he's only scored this many runs. That's because batting behind him has been Marsh, who can't hit with a tennis racket right now. Like, if you put him second and he hits 293, Harper and Bohm are going to knock him in.
Joe, is he supposed to hit home runs? I was going back and forth this about Kyle. Did we sign him for power? Because it sure ain't for his fielding. Because he's probably, like, what, average?
Yeah, they signed him for production. They signed him for 45 doubles.
He's not a power hitter.
They signed him for 45 doubles and 20 home runs, yeah.
What do you mean? We paid $100 million so he could hit 15 home runs and hit me 30 doubles. No, I want 25 to 30 home runs at least out of $100
You're asking for something you're not going to get.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
A lot.
I would like the head coach to run the football team, but I've got the security guy doing it. So we always can't get what we want, right?
Yeah, listen, I understand. Let me ask you guys one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Truth detector test, okay? If you could hook up Dombrowski, okay, if he was in that room when he was getting hooked up, and they said, would you go back if you could and renege on that deal for Trey Turner? What do you think they would say?
He would say yes.
He would say. Would he renege on it?
Like if he could go back and not do it?
Go back and change it? Yeah. No, I think he would still do it.
Go back and not do it, Hugh. What do you think he would say?
I think he would still do it.
I think if he gave him truth serum, he would say it was a bad contract.
I mean, because like I look at it like this. Now I know for us, he hasn't really been that great. But when you talk about the kind of money you gave him and the fact that he's been an all-star, that's kind of like in a short sampling size, not the whole 10 years. I mean, it kind of worked out in your favor because he did become an all-star.
I mean, he made the all-star game for seven weeks of good baseball in May and June.
But he made it. And Mookie got hurt. That was part of it.
That was a big part of it.
So, I mean, but he made it, though. So, I mean, when you look at it, I compare that to a guy that you paid a lot of money to, and the next year in your system, he becomes a Pro Bowler. Kind of the same thing.
Let me ask you that question. Let's say you bought a really expensive house.
Yes.
Okay? And the roof is falling off. But then I say to you, Hugh, most nights you've slept here, the roof did not cave in.
It's not the same thing,
Joe. And I said, would you pay the same money for the house, or did you spend too much?
No, it's not the same thing, Joe. That's not the same thing.
Sometimes you spend. It doesn't mean you have to dump the house, but the house you paid too much for.
And I think, like for us and a lot of fans, because I hear this a lot, it is the money and the output.
Of course.
But like, there's the pressure that comes along with that, which I think is great. And when you talk about, I look at it like this, and this is from my Harvard studies. It's Dwight, you laughing? I'm dead ass serious.
Go ahead.
That's why.
For whatever reason, especially baseball players, while you're over there giggling, when they move to another team, they tend to struggle in that first year. I.e., Dansby Swanson was a guy like that. You know, Bryce Harper struggled a little bit when he first got here.
Jason Hayward,
yes.
A-Rod.
So it's something about
a lot,
that.
Yes.
And so for him to come in his second season and make it to the All-Star game, I think that's pretty good. I know the data is still inconclusive, but still, that's a pretty good start.
I think what you just said is fair. If this conversation was happening on July 15th, what's happened since then?
Yeah, it's been tough sledding.
Okay. It's been tough sledding. That's a fair way to put it. It's been tough sledding.
It's inconclusive, though. Yeah, it's still inconclusive.
His 140 batting average the last month is totally inconclusive. Ron and Monco, what's up, Ron?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ron.
What's up, Ron?
Let me get this Trey Turner thing out of the way real quick, because I got other stuff. I was rudely interrupted where I got tossed off a line, so I thought.
Yeah, Ron, you called the contest line, and you know we need that for contests.
Nah, that's Ron from
so rude.
Dude. Yo. So anyway, hey, Trey Turner was brought here, okay, to be, number one, your leadoff hitter. He was brought here to be your shortstop. He was brought here for speed at the top of the lineup, okay? And he was brought here for his average. He was, at one time, a four-tool player. He's not even a two-tool player anymore, okay? This was, even with those things just said, he was not worth $300 million, okay? So, fast forward, last year, within less than 3 months, he lost the leadoff spot, never to return. Okay? He really should be taken out of shortstop. That should be one of the moves that they make right now, is swap him for Stott. If you're going to keep Stott in the lineup, because he's not hitting, he's in big trouble at the plate, put Stott over at shortstop now, get him ready for the playoffs, okay? And be done with it. So this guy has already disqualified himself. And now he can't run. Now he can't run. He can't steal bases. So this is absolutely the worst signing from day one. And you know who we have to thank here?
Who's that?
You know who we have to thank, don't you?
Who?
Okay, let me tell you.
Assistant General Manager Bryce Harper?
Well, I'm going to give you something equal to this. It's a sorry, JoJo, but it's a little bit before your time. Mm. When Mike Schmidt advocated for Lance Parrish.
Ooh.
And Lance Parrish, that was nothing compared to this. Okay? That was a major bust. When Mike Schmidt went into the brass and said, we got to get Lance Parrish, got to get Lance Parrish. Okay? They brought Lance Parrish over here, and he was gone before he had a cup of coffee. Okay? But this is epic, what we're talking about now with Trey Turner. Hugh, I don't care if he made all God, okay? I don't care what he made. It's fluff, dude. It's fluff. And that's what this team is about. Fluff and no guts. And what's this all about, Harris, Delco? Hey, Joe, remember when you moved and you were looking for a place?
I did. I had people pitch me on where I should live.
That's right. What did I tell you? Whatever you do, don't move to Delco.
You did. I remember that. Yeah.
What's wrong with Delco,
you,
man?
No, Hugh, I think we did this for Hugh last year, didn't we? Yeah. It didn't work. He hasn't moved.
I'm going to help you out.
Haven't moved anywhere.
Yo, Ron, I'm going to help you out. Shut up. Keep Delco out of your mouth, clown.
Oh, you know what? You're on. You know what? Guess where you're. You know what? When you wake up with a horse head in your bed, you know, that's a little reach out from Dom. Dom's connected, dude. And you just buried yourself.
Oh, stop. Stop. We appreciate it, Ron.
Hey.
I did do that. When I was moving from Jersey and we were actually looking at either Bucks County or Delco area. Mm-hmm. And I had people pitch me on where we should live. And Ron called and said, anywhere but Delco.
See, but I've already lived in Delco. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like why you look at me like that? They're like, that's not really Delco.
Well, because we established.
I live down the street from the Granite Run Mall. Somebody just said that's one of the malls, Granite Run.
It is.
So yeah, I was Delco before. Before I was Delco. Before I even knew I was Delco.
And
I
what
was
are
Delco.
You now?
I am displaced.
Okay. I actually think you are very placed. You just haven't moved from that place.
I am comfortable in my displacement. Yeah, I need to figure that out though.
That might be ridiculous. That sounds like a good title. Comfortable in my displacement.
Yeah, I need to figure it out though. It's getting a little ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. Starting to get.
We have to reset the timeline on when you might move.
You know what? This might be a moment where I overshare a little much, but it's time for me to go, man, because it is. Because, I ain't blaming nobody. I ain't blaming nobody. But some of my weed came up missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I don't...
Does it get delivered to your...
Well, no, I'm just saying. I had it at the house. I had it... Well, it's not the house. It's my room. And, you know, it was just like I went... Like, you know, because I've had my weed and some of it came up missing.
Do you keep it just out or is it like...
It wasn't. It was in a box.
So that what I mean is someone would have to like...
It's like going in the box. Yeah,
yeah, go in the box.
Yeah, some of my weed came up missing, so it's time to go. Well, I'm not blaming though, but I'm saying that I might have... You know, it's a chance that I probably misplaced it, but I doubt it. But yeah, some of my weed came up.
My advice would be you need to find a place.
Yeah, I need, because when the weed come up missing, then it's time to move.
Kaya, what's the latest over-under on the date Hugh might move?
Man, I'll go December 31st at this point.
I'll take over.
No, I'm just saying, man. We came up missing. Well, so it might move the timeline.
Well, everyone, when they move, they need something to push them to finally do it.
That might be the push. That might be the push.
It almost took 2 years, but Hugh's push has arrived. He might finally do this. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll finish up with your phone calls. Phillies, Eagles tonight. Big Dom, of course, who's apparently running the show with the Eagles, and your Delco resume for a spot in our fantasy league. We got some good contenders. If you could top them, though, you get the spot in our fantasy league. When we come back, I want to ask you if Micah Parsons was out of line to say what he did the other day. We'll check in with the Cowboys, which is always a fun look into dysfunction. I think we need this. Every time I feel a little bit worried about the Eagles, it makes me feel better to just check in on the nonsense that goes on in Dallas. We'll bring that to you next. Your phone call as well. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Football is approaching, and it's time to get in on the action early this season. There's so many good future bets out there in terms of the NFL for FanDuel. How about Defensive Player of the Year? 14-1, Aiden Hutchinson in Detroit. He could have a big year with sacks. Tons of different player props, passing yards, touchdowns, rushing and receiving totals, and more. Also, great team markets, like to make the playoffs, win the division, and Super Bowl matchups. And you could parlay together different picks for an even bigger payout. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. There's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to sign up today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CD's a part of his brotherhood, whether he likes it or not. He know he's not going nowhere. The business side, you know, they're going to take care of it. But, you know, obviously we miss him. I mean, he's one of the best people you can have in the locker room. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll be here soon because no doubt about it, week one, he will be suiting up for the Dallas Cowboys.
What have I done to deserve this?
You hope.
Is CD part of the front office now? Or, excuse me, is Micah Parsons? Welcome back, Midday Show. That was Micah Parsons' voice, of course, you talking about CD Lamb. And he says he'll for sure be with the team in week one.
Well, maybe he knows something that nobody else knows. But it doesn't sound like, from where Jerry Jones' perspective, is that there's no hurry to sign him. Maybe that meant, in Jerry's world, maybe that meant that he was going to sign him right before the season starts. Going to swoop in on their trusty steed and get the deal done right before the first game of the season.
Maybe. Or maybe Micah Parsons is just goofy and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I mean, there has been speculation or whether or not that statement is true or not.
That Mike is goofy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people are starting to look and wonder if he's all there.
Did you pick up the beginning of that, though? Whether he likes it or not, he's going to be here? Almost as if he doesn't like it and he'd rather be somewhere else?
Yeah, I don't understand that, though. Like, the one thing that I tried never to do, I mean, and you get asked when you're on the team, and because, as a matter of fact, this is what happened with the T.O. thing. And this is how it kind of spiraled out of control. Because somebody asked me a question about when I was here, mm-hmm. about whether or not T.O. is in his right. And I think the initial part of that conversation that I had, I said, well, hey, he has to do what's best for him. And then the question, and this is what got me in trouble, which I didn't think I said anything bad, but obviously, you know, other people heard it. And they got a little upset. They said, well, what would you do if you were in the situation? I said, well, I wouldn't hold out because it's me. You know, but I was speaking from my perspective. I said, because I'm a defensive lineman. That's not what I do.
You're not a holdout guy.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
No, but that's how I perceive you. You're not a holdout guy.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't because I'm not – because for one, when I said it, I remember how I was thinking. I'm like, oh, it's not that important to be holding out. I understand where T.O.'s coming from because he came off a hell of a Super Bowl. Like, if he's not out there, if we had won that game, I don't think it would be a far stretch to say he would have been a Super Bowl MVP. I do not think that would be a far stretch.
Yeah.
So he felt strongly about his position. And I remember saying it when I was asked the question. I was like, hey, he's doing what he feels is best for him. Something like that. I don't know what I said verbatim, but that's what it was. Then the question came back and said, what would you do? I said, I wouldn't hold out. And that's it. And that's what got me in trouble. Because in his mind, I assumed that he felt like I was against him. And that wasn't the case.
It's awkward. I mean, you lived it. It's got to be awkward for a teammate to be answering questions about someone else's monetary situation, right?
Yeah.
Because part of you wants him on the team, right? You want to win. You need the guy. But the other part, you're trying to be like understand his perspective. It's money. It's contract. It's the Cowboys stuff makes me feel so much better about the Eagles because the Cowboys have had an awful offseason. Their owner, I mean, I don't even know he knows what day it is half the time anymore. They didn't go all in. And then, you know, they can't get any of these contracts done. Their quarterback, that's the biggest story in the league. Dak Prescott's going to go to unrestricted. Quarterback's as good as Dak. I know people
don't think
he's good.
They don't do that.
They don't hit the open market.
He's in rarefied air.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of teams that are probably even lining up now vying for his services. They're not, you know, they're trying to figure out what's going to happen. And if I'm Dak, he's in a position where, to be honest, he can go into free agent market and reset it. He can put a lot of pressure on teams. Like, he could put a lot of pressure on the Houston Texans if he wanted to, as far as what they're going to do with their quarterback when his deal is up, if you want to get ahead of that. Because, you know, when you talk about what he's done so far in the league, you know, he's probably going to be up for it. They're going to try to re him up in a couple years. So, yeah, that can go out there and ask for the moon and the stars because there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking to get him. Kirk Cousins got, what, $100 million?
Oh, $140.
And he's coming off an Achilles.
I know.
About that. He got $100-something-odd million and he was hurt. So, yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last quarterback as good and young as Dak that will hit the free agent market. I can't think of one. Brady was old.
Doesn't really happen like that.
Brady was old, but obviously he had a lot left. Not everyone realized it. Peyton Manning was hurt. Drew Brees was coming off a shoulder injury. Like, these guys are better than Dak, obviously, but they had issues.
What was? Am I mistaken? Was Cousins not ever?
Cousins, yeah.
Okay, did you just said him?
Sorry. No, I didn't say him. But I think Dak's better than.
Oh,
him.
I agree. Yeah. But like, he's probably the most recent best
comp
example.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he got a lot of money. I mean, Dak's gonna get a crazy amount of money. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mike at Broomall. Hey, Mike.
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Oh, you know, liking Cassie in the two hole. I like that a lot.
It worked, and last night it looked right. I mean, I was a little surprised he did it, but get to shake the lineup up that much. But once you saw it play out, I mean, it's an option for him tonight. We'll see what he does.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when the lineup comes out tonight. But I'm thinking they're facing a lefty, right? So you think Weston Wilson's in there for Marsh tonight? So
I do. Yeah,
we're going to look different.
Yeah, I know Stott has swung the bat better, but it could be another night where they put Sosa in at second and get Stott off his feet tonight.
Yeah, it could be. It's going to be an interesting lineup tonight. And I'll be flicking back and forth between that and the Phils, and I have a hockey game, so I'll be all over the map. But, yeah.
It's a big night. All right, so, Mike, what are you thinking here? Delco, give us your resume.
All right, so I am through and through Delco. I grew up in Alden, which borders Collingdale, Clifton, Briarcliff, Glen Olden, and Darby. Mm-hmm. So it is like the mecca of, like, you know, Delco. And, Hugh, you must have grown up in, like, You must have lived in like Media or something if you lived down from the Granite Run Mall. So
it was like Westchester. It was like not too far from what's the name of that school where they got all the badass boys?
Glen Mills.
Yeah, from the Glen Mills school. Yeah,
yeah, dude. So I'm so Delco. So like obviously you know I went to St. Joe's Collingdale and Bonner, all like super Delco, Rob Ellis, and I'm so Delco that I played in a swim club. Like, there's swim clubs all over Delco.
Mm-hmm.
I played in the swim club basketball league when I was, like, 16 years old. Like, my dad was, like, the captain of, like, our Alden swim club team. And he's like, oh, yeah, you can play. Even though I was supposed to be 18, I was, like, 15, 16, because we needed guys to play. I played in that league. I mean, you can probably find some old guys. And it was, like, legit, too. It was, like, you know, real reps. And, you know, there were some good players, especially when you got down to, like, the Darby area, like, Darby, Collin. There's dudes down there that could play, and it was very competitive. It was good stuff.
Oh, I bet. Well, and also if you're playing like younger than everybody else, that's like those are good reps. I mean, when you're in that age, yeah.
You said you play hockey, Mike?
Huh?
You play hockey?
I play also. I still play hockey at I play roller hockey at Marfa Sports Arena. So
hockey's a Delco thing.
That might be the most Delco thing I've heard today.
So here's what I like about this call.
Is that right?
Yeah. So Mike, you're definitely in the mix. Good stuff. So Mike name dropping Rob Ellis, who's a famous Delconian.
Yeah, sure.
Delco person.
Yeah, Delco guy.
Delco guy.
Delco
name works. All right. So name drop Rob Ellis, the hockey thing.
Roller hockey at the Marble Sports Arena.
Feels
like
very
that
Delco.
Is. I haven't heard that in a while, man. That,
all right.
Like, that got the juices flowing.
He even knew kind of where
you
Hugh lived.
When he did. Yeah. Yeah.
You felt proud. I did.
Like, first of all, hockey, I was already like, okay. Roller hockey, even better. Roller hockey at Marble Sports Arena. That's my guy.
That's
right
choice.
There.
It's big time stuff right there.
Like that
was a big time call. All right, Mike's in the mix here. Ed, also from Broomall. What's up, Ed?
Ed from Havertown. Havertown Ed. How are you guys?
Even
doing?
Better. Havertown
on,
Ed. What are you thinking?
What am I thinking is, first of all, I want to thank Hugh for his career. Thank you so much for your career. You're like,
it's like top 20 years
50.
Ago.
Yeah, it was a while.
Well, it's still, he's top 50 all-time Philadelphia players that like tried their butt off. And like, he's top.
I was a try-hard.
No, I might steal that and call him that.
The top 50 try-hard.
I'm going to create a list. Top 50 try-hards.
Like, Ed, I appreciate it. We're just here cracking funnies. Yeah, we're here cracking funnies.
You're one of Philadelphia's finest. Like,
well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really, really do.
So my point is, Topper, what is he doing sitting Turner? Why would you sit Turner?
Well, I thought he needed to sit yesterday.
He probably needed the night off. And when you look at the outcome, I mean, your top five hitters, they kind of got the party started.
So why do you think it was a mistake to sit him last night?
So if you had a business and your second top salesman made the second money in your company, why would you put him down? Trey Turner is making $300 million over Bryce. So my point is, why take the top guy and put him down? He's only becoming like, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? So
you're basically saying, why single him out compared to everybody else?
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah, here, so my perspective on it yesterday was this. So he's been bad for a month. So to use your analogy, it's like your salesman's having a tough month. And like, I don't think it's a long-term thing. I think he's back in the lineup tonight. For me, it was more like clear your head. And we have this other salesman, Edmundo, who's really good. Let him go close the case, right? Like, let him have a day. You clear your head. And Ed, I do think, to your point, they did kind of use Trey to set an example for everyone else. Like, hey, we got to wake up. Otherwise, you know, I'm going to sit you down for a day. Like, they did
use
him yesterday.
You better get right tonight. You better get right tonight.
Yeah, I think Trey, I mean, Trey's a big boy. He can handle it. It's one day.
He can handle it, but you better get right tonight.
He's right tonight. I don't want him to be the scapegoat, because you'll never make Turner the scapegoat. Hey, that will never happen. So it's like why Trey? Trey's always, I have a Castellanos. Why not, you know, put him down there?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Ed, and good phone call as always. You brought it up yesterday, Hugh, that Castellanos' first half of the season was
great, and he let him work his through. But the difference in this situation for me is this, because I was surprised that he did it, to be honest, Joe, because we talked about this yesterday. And when you asked me the question whether or not he's going to put him down, I said no. But you had to do something. And that's, I think that's where Topper was. And he decided to give Trey the day off. Now, thinking from an athlete's perspective, if I'm Trey, now I know, I see what happened and I see the outcome. That inadvertently puts pressure on me to go out there, especially if I'm back in the lineup,
yeah,
to go out there and get my job done. And it also, now I'm more wary about my outfield or outfield play.
Well, and he's got to be more aware now. Like, last night, I don't think anyone with half a brain thinks that Edmundo Sosa is going to take his job full-time.
No, but nobody thinks that.
No, that's not happening. But you know what we found out last night? Topper will shake the lineup up now.
Yes.
So, like, Trey's going to start, I don't know, 90% of the time the rest of the season. Maybe 85 if they give him a few days off towards the end. He's going to start most of the time. But now we know there's an alternative in the two spot. If Castellanos keeps hitting, Trey Turner might be more towards the bottom of the lineup. So
this is a possibility.
I think this is good for the team. Like, wake everybody up a little bit. Sometimes you got to like be shaken awake, and maybe this gets Trey going.
Got to make it look be a little uncomfortable.
That's
man.
Right.
Got to be a little uncomfortable.
It's okay to be a little uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable with the Big Dom thing with the Eagles. We're all at some point we're all uncomfortable. It happens. All right, 215-592-9494. We got some news here. RG3 out at ESPN. That just happened.
Are you
out,
serious?
Out.
You know what it was?
I thought the same thing.
You know what it was, don't you? What was that? It was that. What was it? A cannoli?
No, the bagel? No,
the croissant.
Was actually, you know, no. The croissant did it, man.
How about that D, baby?
Bruh. like the day the picture came out, like, Joe was like, Hugh, because he knows I go straight to the comments. I had the wrong picture. Because I was like, why is Joe laughing so hard? I had a picture of his family doing the whole, they were trying to teach him how to dance or whatever.
Yeah, that was not that funny.
No. But boy, when I saw that picture of him and his wife eating that croissant, Lord Jesus.
Swallow it. You don't eat it.
And like no. Listen, people, if you care at work, just go to his page. And if he still has that picture up, which if it was me, I would have never posted it. But just go look at the comment, please, just for like a minute.
Now, to be clear, I don't think that's why he's out of ESPN. But
are you saying the croissant pick was a fireable offense?
No, listen.
It couldn't help his case. I mean,
like, you got to just see it. I can't even tell you some of the comments because they're just offensive. But, man, it'll have you at your desk. Crying.
Oh, the photo's still there. It's still there.
Well, we know that we had this conversation. I don't know if you were here, Joe, but Hugh told us that he doesn't like to eat hot dogs, bananas.
I bring some things up, man. Like
wait, what?
Any
no
sort of phallic
dog.
Food.
Hugh's out bringing them things
because,
up.
Because of that kind of thing. I mean, look, I clearly did RG3 in.
It's still there, in case you're wondering. It's been viewed 28 million times. So
That was bad.
It was. I'm actually, when they brought Kelsey in and they changed all the people this year, I kind of wonder with him, because it seemed like he was on the rise a couple years ago, and then it fell off.
But
so
you
we'll
know
see
what,
where he
You know
up.
What it is? Because he's very polarizing as far as some of the comments
he
and stuff that he makes.
He tries to be like a little different and edgy.
Yeah, but I could tell you like this, man. Like ESPN, when I was there, they don't like that. They don't like that, like, edgy kind of stuff.
That's why you didn't post any croissant pictures?
Well, no. I used to get in trouble for gangster tweeting all the time. They used to be like, hey, man, you can't tweet back at people like that. That probably was part of the reason why I got done here. But, yeah, you can't do that.
I sent this little note to Joe. Like, RG3 got fired. And just like, was it the croissant?
No, that's the first thing I thought about. But the timing is impeccable, though. Think about that, though. You post that picture, and then all of a sudden you get called into the office. I still remember when I got called into the office. It was not cool.
I can't imagine anyone getting called in the office is cool.
Yeah, but I had my civil rights suit. I got fired with a suit on. I wasted a whole suit to get fired. I wish I'd have known I was getting fired.
Wait a second. Why did you wear the suit?
Because I was trying to present well.
Because I didn't want to get
Kyle, I was trying to present well.
So let me get this straight.
I'm like, oh, well, let me, please, sweet baby Jesus, let me put this suit on and let these folks go fire me.
I just want to make sure. I'm going to get this straight. So you walked in to get fired as if you were going in for a job interview.
Man, I walked in. Like, because it just felt like the right thing to do. It felt like I should have put a suit. If I'd known they were going to fire me, I'd have came in with my drawers on. Just came in with some drawers. Like, what you about to do? And hostile.
I can't imagine most people get dressed up to get fired.
I did. I got dressed up to get fired.
Oh, my
God. And now I was like, damn, I wore this suit to get fired.
My sides are hurting.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.